Hello, Dr. Klein. Yes, it is Jessica. I mean, Dr. Calloway in Lab 21. I have a problem. Can you come down right away? No, right away, before anything bad happens.
Thank you for coming down to the lab, Doctor. I need you. I mean, I need to see you. It's about that hormone I am extracting. Hydroxychloroquine A. I isolated it and had the yeast culture synthesize more. I extracted it this morning and purified the sample. I ran it through the nuclear magnetic resonance imager and determined that its structure was correct. Then I put it into solution for storage. But then, oh God, can you not put your finger in your mouth while you listen, please? Please, you've no idea what it is taking for me to just stand here. But then, I dropped the vial into the sink, and it broke. I tried to clean it up. I'm not upset. It's not a problem to make it again. Just a few days' work. And I have the results I needed to. No, it's just. No, sir, can I ask you to not bend over the sink like that? It's better if I can see your face. Only a little better, but still. I'm sorry, I know I'm acting crazy, but it is hot in here, and do you mind if I take my lab coat off? I need to just slip out of this thing. Let it slide off my shoulders and onto the floor. I'm sorry, that was a little strippy. Inappropriate, wasn't it? I can't help it. The hormone. It isn't inert in humans like I hypothesized. It must be related to that alkyl androgens. It has that C17 group. Anyway, I started to feel strange. And I touched my lip. And then suddenly I'm like this. Like what? It's embarrassing, but I'm horny. I mean, I'm experiencing significant sexual response. Not in a normal, natural way. Not in the way my boyfriend gets me when he peels my clothes off my body, item by item, and grazes his lips against mine. I'm sorry, this is not natural. I'm quite sure this is a fascinating line of new research and all, but God help me, right now, I just need to be fucked. I can't go out like this. I can't wait to get home. For the love of all that is holy, look at my crotch. You can see the white patch between my legs. You're looking, oh God, you're staring at my crotch. Thank you. I need you. I mean, sexually. Now. I'm sorry to do this to you. I know you're not really feeling it. But if I kiss my fingers and touch them to your lips like that, anything? Wait a second. There you go. Can you feel it? Can you? Like every drop of self-control shriveling up and dying. Reach behind you and pull the blinds down and pick the lock. I've got to get you out of this bed and out of these pants. Good, you're hard. Help me, please. Don't be gentle. And lean over the lab bench like this. I can just hook my fingers over my waistband and pull my pants and panties around my knees. You can get at me then, can't you? Classic mammalian mating configuration. Grab my hips and guide your dick. I know I'm not being the most rational right now, but I figured you'd understand that this is chemical. It doesn't need to be shared, right? Yes. Push it right in. I'm so hot and ready for it. Yes. Oh, you're big. That's exactly what I needed. Fuck. I mean, oh, I know you're my boss. And married. And a few years older. And I'm only a postdoc, but you get looks. And from your students all the time. The boys and the girls. I see them in ITA for you. Oh, if you want to, I'll just reach up and push my bra out of the way. Grab my tits. Will you fuck me? Yes. Yes. Do you think that if you buy the hormone with an ingestional delay substrate, could make it deliver more smoothly over time? It seems like under control, which it isn't right now. Right there. Yes. And my G-spot there. Could be quite care for low libido. Oh, men and women. I'm sure it's affecting you too, and you're not just fucking me raw because I threw myself at you like a slut. Say that, please. Whisper in my ear and call me a slut. Or anything else like that. The dirtier, the better. Let me have a second. Just get my hand out like that. Oh, Rubba. Okay. Fuck me. I'm so going to come. Oh, you can come inside me. It's safe. I'm covered. Don't you dare pull out and condone my legs now. I need to clamp down around you and feel you pulse inside me. Come on. I'm going to come. Make me come too. Observing a drop in sexual response and arousal. I can feel, yes, swelling in my clitoris decreasing. It seems like your penis is becoming flaccid. Normally. Should have tried to make a dash for home now. It's half an hour away. I don't want to start trying to bang people in the bus. Maybe you should wait a bit. Can I kiss you? I mean, it feels awkward otherwise. It just copulated with me. Pretty good you were too, but it feels like we're missing a bonding step. Yeah? Oh, thank you, Dr. Klein. We'll come back in tomorrow and clean the lab and we can get on with. Dr. Klein? Oh crap. My lips. It's still on my lips, isn't it? Your penis. Your cock. Already? It diminishes the refractory period that much. Yes. Yes, of course. I'll fuck you again. I can't let you go until the hormone has worn off. Come here. Sit on this chair. I'll straddle you. As many times as it takes. Just let me guide you in. Oh, I'm going to remember this afternoon for a long time. But if you get ridiculously rich off this stuff. going to tell the truth about how we discovered it, right?